Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey hustlers, we know that this 2024, the entrepreneurial journey is filled with challenges. An often overlooked aspect is the time-consuming task of processing payroll and managing government requirements. And did you know that the average admin spends a whopping 50 hours per month dealing with just government compliance? That's time you could be spending on growing your business, or let's be honest, taking a well-deserved break. But fear not, we got a game changer for you. Introducing Sprout Solutions and their tailored solutions for MSMEs called the Payroll Starter. With Sprout Solutions Payroll Starter, you can finally reclaim your time and get your life back on track. Say goodbye to the stress of remembering tax dates or worrying about missed payroll runs. This bundle is designed to make your life easier and your business more efficient. And here's the best part. The cost starts just at 5,000 pesos per month for businesses with up to 10 employees. Yep, you heard that right. That's just 5,000 pesos per month. So why spend another minute drowning in payroll paperwork when Sprout can revolutionize the way you manage your payroll and government requirements? Take the first step towards a more efficient business today. Visit sprout.ph/payrollstartermonthly5k. If you missed that, don't worry. We have it in the description box of this episode. So click that too. And again, big shout out to Sprout Solutions because your time is too valuable to be spent on paperwork. Reclaim it with their Payroll Starter. Now let's begin this episode.
The Hustle Share podcast is brought to you by Union Digital Bank, a fully digital bank with a mission to empower every Filipino everywhere by providing easy access to digital financial services for consumers and businesses. Union Digital Bank partners with startups to co-create financial products to meet the needs of their customers. Contact Union Digital Bank to explore how they can power your platform with embedded financial services. For more information about Union Digital Bank, please see their website at www.uniondigitalbank.io. Stay updated by following them on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Also by Shoppable Business, your number one source for procuring products for your business in the Philippines. Discover authentic branded products online. Shop bulk, save big, and secure authentic products with official sales invoices at Shoppable Business today. And also brought to you by DragonPay. DragonPay is the pioneer in alternative payments in the Philippines. DragonPay is the reigning fintech of the year in last year's Philippine Fintech Festival. Sign up now at www.dragonpay.ph.
In a smaller startup, no, you have to be focused on the work of delivering the service, delivering the product to your customer. Oftentimes, you have to balance between long-term thinking and what the customer needs today.
Welcome to Hustle Share, the podcast that features the daily grinds of unique hustlers around the world to show not our differences, but that our hustles are very much alike. Now here's your host, Ronster Baityong.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Share Podcast. This is a very special edition. We haven't had a quickie in a very long time. We always like long form shit that we've been doing. But again, we've been on a very, very exciting tear over the past couple of months. And again, apologies if we haven't been consistent with the other format that is the Founders Only, because this guy has just literally been on our Founders Only podcast a few, I don't even know how to quantify. It felt like it was just recent. But I think it's probably 3 months plus ago, no? Right when he announced that they got acquired by Sprout Solutions. So let's welcome back to the show, Mr. Gian Dolorama of Sail. Whoop, it's now Sail. Yeah. Sorry, I've gotten used to Aya. But
yeah, it's now Sail.
It's right. Now Sail. So for those people that don't know what Sail is, let's go straight to the jugular, my man. What is Sail?
Sure. So SAIL is Sprout AI Labs. That's basically the AYA team turned into a division within the company. And our goal is to be the research and development arm for AI, for Sprout. So that, you know, our job is to figure out how to put AI into Sprout's product, how to apply AI to their customers, and so on and so forth. So that's basically what we do at SAIL.
And of course, you're A1 in this, right? I mean, you've been in the AI game longest than anyone here that also seen the most success, right? Longevity and success. So again, very proud of you. But dude, we're going to be talking about Impact 24, this new program that we're going to be doing. But before we even talk about that, we were always here for the stories, right? Because again, in a typical tech startup ecosystem, the end of the rainbow or the Shangri-La or the Nirvana that we all aim for is an exit. A nice, proper exit. Not exit because you got liquidated. Not exit because you got booted out. An exit where you won and your investors are also happy. Everybody happy. We both experienced that. It's funnily enough, both through AI startups, so which is good. But I've been in this situation where we got acquired. And then I also got part, similar scenario in 2017. We were like the AI arm of Sterling when we were acquired. Here, it's similar, but it's different because the startup acquired you. For us, it was a conglomerate. And man, my God, I went through so much friction just to get to do the ABCs, which again, sometimes it felt like Groundhog Day, where I have to go through ABCs even at year 3 or year 4. But bro, that's what I want to understand. That to give context for those people of what life is like post-acquisition, because there's usually a high. Oh my God, the high is, this is the best feeling in the world. It's like the honeymoon period until normalcy comes in. What's that been like for you recently?
Yeah, so, you know, post-acquisition, there definitely is a high. In fact, you know, the high is still there. Yep. And one of the reasons why, you know, I'd say the high is sticking is because we already had culture fit even before we were acquired. You know, I've known Pat, as I mentioned before, I've known Pat for a couple of years. You know, according to the guys who, you know, moved over from AYA to Sprout, it's just like AYA but bigger.
Boom.
Right? So there's a lot of ease, you know, as we joined the team. And that helped a lot. There's always this push and pull, no, when it comes to much larger organizations. But I won't call it friction, right? It's really just justifying your actions, just justifying your project and so on and so forth. And, you know, that's normal. And, you know, we're all happy. In fact, in our side, it's really us naman feeling the pressure of delivering.
Right. On the there's a KPI on your head now.
Correct, diba? On the dreams about myself and of course Patrick, right? The CEO of Sprout. So yeah, it was fairly smooth sailing, I would say. Obviously, there's a lot more meetings compared to I would say, you know, AYA days.
Yeah,
there are some, you know, constraints on, you know, coordinating with other people, etc. You know, it took me a while to like acclimate myself. No, not really the team. You know, we're in. I used to be like, you know, the buck stops at Gian, right?
Correct.
Obviously, now it's not the case, right?
There's someone upstream. There's someone upstream.
So, you know, it just took me a couple of weeks to just, you know, get along and with myself, actually, to how, you know, how can I handle these things? Because I'm, you know, as you know, in startup, it's like, okay, you have an idea, do it, right?
Yep.
Test it out, make sure it gets in the hands of the customers, et cetera. It's still the case now. It's just that I have to make sure that all of the other teams within the company are informed. So there's this little bit of, I'd say, time that I have to take into account. So yeah, so I had to slow down a little, but not so much because we're still moving at a very fast pace.
And I can remember that same experience also where technically you're still running your own startup. You're right. Because at the end of the day, that's why they acquired you, because they want you to run it inside, right? And add value to the whole conglomerate or to the whole ecosystem. And that's when I realized also, bro, where, you know what, control, because before there's so many versions of what control is. The best control, they always say, is you have majority of your startup, right? But post-acquisition, there still is control. And for me, what I remember loving in that environment is the thrill of the chase still.
Correct.
Right? Again, the only difference was now I have to report to people that I didn't have a relationship with prior. I guess that's the main difference, because who acquired you, you had a great relationship, it was a culture fit.
Mm-hmm.
When we got acquired in Chatbot, it wasn't a culture fit. It's a complete polarizing opposite. So like, oh my God, there's so much there's so much nuances that I have to adjust to. But in the end, at the end of the day, the high was still a high, right? But okay, yeah. What are the things now that you guys are now like happy to do? Because one thing that I remember, bro, the most satisfying thing every time is that every 15th and 30th, I don't have to touch no freaking payroll. It just happens. I'm part of the payroll. And I'm happy everybody gets paid on the right pay grade. You know, I don't have to scrimp on anything. Everybody's paid. And I'm just relaxed. What are the differences as the person being in charge now, running within this ecosystem?
Yeah. So, well, as you mentioned, no, the 15-30, that's a thing of the past. Right?
So, you're part of the payroll.
I'm part of the payroll. Actually, that's one of the big changes. No, I get paid together with the rest. Normally, but you get paid lah.
Same.
So, you know, my pay slips are actually real pay slips, right?
Nice.
So, but yeah, so that's one thing that is, I would say, welcome. I'd say they're still high because obviously we're doing a lot of stuff in generative AI. We're doing a lot of stuff in research and development. So we actually now have the resources to pursue, you know, more greenfield, blue sky work. No, mm-hmm. Obviously, in a smaller startup, you know, you have to be focused on the work of delivering the service, delivering the product to your customer.
Right.
Oftentimes, you have to balance between long-term thinking and what the customer needs today. Diba?
Yeah.
So somehow, no, because we're in a much larger organization, the dealing with the short-term requirements, no, that is a lot easier right now. So we have more time to really chart, okay, what's going to be 6, 12, 18, 24 months roadmap, no, for AI with Sprout. So that for us is exciting. So you know, we're really, I would say, working on some things that are on the cutting edge. But at the same time, the, you know, being a startup founder, that never leaves you.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of me is still thinking, okay, what opportunities now with the resources that I have, I can pursue, right, in order to bring more value to the company. So parang, I'm also somehow running sale, right, like a small business or a small startup. Parang, oh yeah, we have this product. Can we monetize it? Diba? Can we make this a revenue driver for the company, not just, you know, a feature within another platform? So there's still that. And for me as an entrepreneur, you know, solving problems, talking to customers, that's a big thing for me.
That's amazing. Now, I want to understand from a customer standpoint, because that's one thing that I remember we also had to do, that, oi, we have to change contracts. We're going to have to do all of these things, blah, 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 because now we've been acquired, blah, 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 blah. Walk us through, because again, there's not a lot of people that can talk through this, through the transition of, okay, you're the same. We're technically the same guys, but we're under a different company now.
Right.
And the SLA is still the same. You know, you actually expect better and whatnot. But walk us through this, because hopefully somebody's next. I mean, there is one. I forgot what Rare Job, who got acquired recently by, no, not Rare Job. The Just Payroll is now part of Sprout. They're on a buying spree. Right. My God. Right.
Yeah.
So, what are these things that you did to transfer all these clients as seamless as possible?
Yeah, well, it all starts with communication. I'll say over communication. No, so even as we were in the final, I would say, stages of the acquisition, I already told our clients, you know, that this is happening. Right? Obviously, it's not yet sure, but this is happening. And if it does happen, things will not change, diba? But the moment na, you know, the acquisition was signed and so on and so forth, I basically went back to the clients. You know, I spoke to them one by one, and I explained to them, you know, what's going to happen moving forward. No, so which was, you know, quite fortunate, because we were allowed to keep most of our products or all of our products that have customers.
Nice.
And in fact, those products are now products of Sprout. No? So
nice.
Yung gen chatbots namin is now called Sprout Inbound. So,
nice.
But it's the same Aya, you know, Aya Commerce, Aya Gen Chat. So when I told my client, hey, yeah, we're basically changing our name, our legal entity, and our emails, but it's still us. You know, the SLAs will actually remain the same, and in some areas might get better because we have more resources.
Correct.
At the same time, we will be, parang we're going to be part of a much larger org. We have other products that might be of help, right, outside of what we're doing. And since I came with the acquisition, you know, there's still a personal commitment that, you know, I'm still here.
Correct.
If you have any questions, you know how to reach me. You know, I'm not changing my mobile phone number, et cetera, et cetera. Just my email. And, you know, our commitment is for the life of the contract, and hopefully they extend as well. You know, it will still be the same level of service, if not better. So
nice.
We were lucky in that regard because, you know, there was really very little disruption of service. In fact, there was no downtime. No. So, yeah, and it's just communicating this every time. Sometimes you have to do it 2 or 3 times because you have to do it for different levels, a client, not just contact.
Yeah.
You have to go to legal, to finance. And yes, I mentioned we had to change contracts or at least amend certain contracts. It really depends on the client. We had to have Sprout reaccredited or accredited.
Yep,
for,
I remember.
So, you know, I wasn't concerned because if they accredited Aya, they will surely accredit Sprout.
Of course.
So yeah, and then we just had to go through that motion, you know, the legal, the finance. It took a while, you know, as with all legal and financial things do. But throughout the entire process, you know, there was no disruption of service. Now, in fact, some of our clients who moved with us, all of our clients who moved with us, some of them have already like expanded the work. You know, they've
nice.
Already added more requirements since we transferred to Sprout. No, so those are expanding, which is a good thing.
All right, last few questions before we take our first break. In terms of the North Star, because I remember this is one thing that I kind of took a while for me to grapple. Because again, for me, the buck stops with me before what I see as the North Star, what that vision is, that is the North Star, right? But in a post-acquisition world, yes, you still have North Star, but there's North Star becomes a constellation all of a sudden because there's multiple things that you now have to hit in line with the overall goal of the conglomerate or the big company that acquires you. How did you adjust to that and how did you cascade that down to the team of what the new goals were?
I think this is where the culture fit helped a lot. So at Aya, our North Star at that time, you know, was to build the future of work where bots and brains work together.
Yeah.
No, I don't know when we wrote that initially. That was like 2018. You know, that predated all of the co-pilots, diba, ni ChatGPT and OpenAI. But had I known that would happen, diba, I should have asked for more money. But anyway. So yeah, so that's those IS North Star. Diba? And Sprout's North Star is to impact the life of every Filipino by improving business in the Philippines. So if you think about it, you know, future of work, bots and brains, it's about augmentation, it's about improvement, no, improving productivity. It's fairly similar, no, to what Sprout's North Star is. So it really wasn't that much of a shift.
Nice.
I was telling, you know, the executive team, Patrick, that, you know, with Aya, the Sprout North Star didn't change, no, slightly na, to impact the life of every Filipino by improving businesses in the Philippines
through
and
AI.
Their employees through AI, right? I mean, it's just like additional items. So obviously, we still keep the shorter version, but
yeah.
It's just how, di ba, the change.
It's not a complete pivot.
It's not. And for me, kasi that's one of the most important things, even beyond, you know, the resources, the money is all well and good, no. But if there's no culture fit, if we don't have the same vision, you know, an acquisition will be bound to be challenged or even fail, diba? So
right.
Sa akin, importante yun, that we really, Pat and I saw the same things and we were looking at the same destination.
Okay, last question before we take our first break and then we will talk about Impact 24. What's the perk like? This is like going to a war before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, have you ever watched Game of Thrones? It feels like Battle of the Bastards and you're Jon Snow and you're boxed in into this little thing. You're about to die. And then Resba comes in. right? Littlefinger comes in with Sansa Stark and that bamboozles everybody. That's what it feels like having an acquirer. You have backup, right?
Yeah.
Now, within the ecosystem, now that you have full access to the Sprout ecosystem, which hopefully the Impact 24 SaaS startups will also do, how fun is it? What are the perks that you're now getting at your disposal?
Obviously, the access to the ecosystem itself, no? And then the resources behind those aspects of the ecosystem. So that's a big perk. You know, we get a lot of access to marketing, sales, advertising muscle. We don't, you know. And that's why, you know, we are able to communicate our products and the benefits of our products, you know, much easier. So that's a perk. You know, and then syempre, as a founder, you're sabi mo nga, di ba, parang Battle of the Bastards. You're, even if you're Jon Snow and you're surrounded by everybody, while you know that you're surrounded by everybody, hindi ka rin takot eh, because you know that eh. That's part of you na eh. That's
yes.
Part of the founder is eh. So I think the biggest perk is, yeah, you mentioned when I go into something, I don't have to think that I'm alone.
Yes.
So, you know, it will take a lot, you know, additional minutes or hours to coordinate, but that's still, diba?
You have an armada right behind the fence.
Yeah, correct, right? So that's one thing, no? And of course, you know, for me, it's also, it's giving us, especially in sale, you know, giving us legitimacy in some sense that, you know, we can pursue certain products for certain customers that we could not do when we were smaller, diba?
Nice.
So even our some customers, diba, won't, especially in AI. Well, AI, it's a lot easier now because, you know, a lot of our customers knew who Aya is or was.
Yep.
Well, there's this reputation already. But now, you know, when we engage much, much larger customers, we can somehow engage them, not as supplier and customer, but partners.
Yeah. Kasi, level na. Right? You're not like, oh my God, looking up anymore.
Yes. Right? We're like looking eye to eye. So that's something, that's the perk.
I remember. And it just adds a bit of, you know, additional confidence to you. Yo, I got backup, right? And not just that, the amazing feeling also is that sense of stability and that sense of pride from the employee standpoint. I remember that vividly. Like, oh, okay, we're part of this thing. You know, where in a Christmas party, it's not just us in a small room. It was a big-ass Christmas party, right? Yeah. Where there's multiple divisions and whatnot. Like it felt like a school Christmas party at one point.
I mean, our last party was in Vikings, in Aya, right? Uh-huh. Our last Christmas party in a few months, or last month in Sprout, was in Rockwell. So, there's that difference. So yeah, I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's not all about the perks, obviously, but you know, it's nice to enjoy, you know, these things.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, we need to understand the perks because that's what we're going to be talking about later. Because that's correct. What you're going to be giving access to, right? Correct. Especially that Sprout is now on the lookout of startups to help out, and hopefully, if you impress them enough, you can be the next. What's this? Aya and Just Payroll. Oh, it's an ecosystem play. And we will talk about all of that when we come back from the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, I have a very, very exciting opportunity I want to share with you guys. If you're a B2B startup founder, listen up. Your ticket to growth is here. Introducing Impact 24, the Philippines' largest B2B SaaS challenge. Calling all startups in their pre-launch, pre-seed, or seed stages, this is your chance to accelerate your growth. Submit your pitch to Impact 24 and get ready for a 10-week intensive program to elevate your solution. What's in it for you? How about up to 500,000 pesos in MVP project support, exclusive credits from industry partners, personalized mentoring, and a shot to pitch at SaaSCon PH, the country's biggest SaaS conference this April. But yo, you gotta hurry up because submissions close on January 26, 2024 already. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your startup to new heights. Apply now at saaschallenge.ph. That's saaschallenge.ph. And good luck, and I'll see you guys in Impact 24. And we're back from the break. We are still with Gian De La Rama that told us what it's like, the Nirvana post-acquisition. And this guy just smiles different now. I remember that smile after for a few years. I was like that. Just I remember this, bro. So specifically, in my startup grind, those 3.5 years got cut short really because of the pandemic. And had the pandemic not happened, we would have probably still been around. Because of, again, at the end of the day, you're the mothership will always dictate which plugs will be pulled and which will be kept, right? But I remember from 2018, 2019, 2020, up till 2021, that was, or mid-2021, that was the most stable of my startup career. Bro, the amount of like, that's where I grew fat. Like, I was really fat at that point because like, I didn't have to worry about shit. And it was just really, really fun. And I got to really maximize what I wanted to maximize. Sadly, it didn't turn out what I wanted it to be. But again, I still notch it up as a win. But you're having an amazing time. And that's what we want to be able to give access to. Again, just with the ecosystem through Sprout. Because of this new program, that's your sort of your new baby, Impact 24. Bro, what's Impact 24 and what's in it for the people that want to join the SaaS challenge here in the Philippines?
Yeah, so Impact was a project started by Sprout last year. The goal of Impact at that time, you know, it's the same goal, was to, you know, get startups, mentor them, expose them to the community, expose them to the investors, do a demo day, and then they can get support afterwards, right? So it's also content in some sense. Now, so this year, so we were part of Impact last year, no, si Aya.
Okay.
So we were one of the 10 selected. This year, I took on leadership of that program and I changed it slightly.
What's different?
So what's different is last year, Sprout chose 10 startups for what you call this mentoring, funding, support, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we in Sprout, despite the size of the company and the resources that we have, there are still some items that we know we cannot do, right? This is an acknowledgement of us, being a scale up that was a small startup at one point.
Of course.
We're still agile, but probably not as agile as we were when the company started. So, there are holes that we wanted to plug. So we came up with five different themes that essentially represent opportunities, given to us either by our clients or, as part of our strategy. And these five themes, so instead of choosing like 10 startups to be part of an acceleration program or accelerator, we're now calling startups to actually solve, if you have a solution that can solve this specific problem, whether you're, an established startup going to Series A or a pre-revenue startup, apply. Then we can work together on that specific project. And what's different here is that, we will treat you, or they will treat Sprout as a customer, meaning we will pay them, diba? So there
is a win-win,
diba? Yes, it's a win-win. Because we know, diba, as startup founders, yeah, you can get equity, but the cheapest equity is customer equity, meaning the money that customers give, because there are no strings, diba? that an investor will normally have. So now we will pay them an amount for 10 weeks for a pilot that will last 10 weeks. That's 500,000 pesos per program. So there's five programs. Ideally, there will be five startups. So we will pay them. We will work with them to solve this particular problem. Now, at the end of the program, we will see if we can take this POC, this pilot, to the next level. So this can either be part of the ecosystem itself, and then we will have a commercial arrangement, a partnership, right? Or, worst case, obviously we know that not everything will succeed. Worst case scenario, these startups still get paid, right? They can still save the customer, which can also help as they fundraise. Those things being said, it's not just all about money, transactional, contract, etc. There will still be mentoring, right? There will still be mentors involved. We will still mentor the different startups. They will still get access to credits from our partners. Nice. And then at the end of the 10/11-week program, they will be able to pitch whatever they did for us and their startups as well in front of the audience of SaaSCon 2024.
So that's like the demo day, technically.
That's the demo day. But the difference between the demo day is that, there's an audience. But for SaaSCon 2024, kasi, if we took our attendance from SaaSCon 23, and projected this year, so 24, we're looking at around 1,200, 1,400
people.
Right?
That's
so crazy. Now, you're doing demo day sa Marriott Grand Ballroom.
Boom. Right? It's
in front of business leaders, in front of investors, in front of potential customers. So we're going to make it part of the SaaSCon program. Because as I mentioned, SaaSCon is also, it's a SaaS convention. It's also a way to highlight, the different startups in the Philippines, not just, Sprout, not just the five that we will select for impact. No? So think of it as a celebration of SaaS in the Philippines. No? So,
that's amazing.
Basically the event and impact 2024.
Got it. Now, with the five problems again, let's just do a deep dive. What are these five problems? And how early should the startups even be? Like, are MVP phase? Do they have to be at least problem solution fit or product market fit? Because it's these lines are blurred, right? And at the end of the day, let's just call it what it is. There's not a lot of SaaS startups in the Philippines. Can also non-Philippine startups join ba? Let's just do that muna. What are the five categories? And how early and how late can a startup be in joining this?
Sure. So the five categories are, so we'll start with, our bread and butter payroll. So we call this category beyond payroll or employee benefits management. So we're looking for companies that can provide different forms of benefits, not just the normal benefits that we enjoy as employees. That is, of course, automated, provisioning can be done automatically, and then it can plug into the Sprout ecosystem. So meaning any of the employees whose companies use Sprout can partake of the benefits that this company will provide, right?
Mm-hmm.
One. Second is an automated recruitment. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you use the current state of the art in automation, maybe in AI, to help automate the recruitment process? No? That's the second.
So the that third, recruiters can at least reply naman when they
right. So, or even maybe automated interviews. I don't know. So, we're at the age where that's possible.
Mm-hmm. It depends on
the imagination of the startup, how they want to
build. Yeah.
So, the third one is, we call it precision workforce planning. So, a lot of 30% of Sprout's employee base kasi are either BPOs or KPOs. No? Mm. So a big part of our business are actually, our sunshine industries. And, one of the big asks of companies in this space is that, they need to be able to plan shifting, when will their employees do the shifts and so on and so forth. No? So that's the third. Fourth is my favorite. Well, fifth is my favorite, but fourth is my favorite. Streamlining tax compliance.
There you go.
So,
agui.
Automating compliance by focusing on seamless filing, preparation of the statutory reports, you know, for BIR, SSS, PhilHealth.
Man, it's near. April is near, my man. It's never far.
Yes, April is near. Sakto yun, di ba? If you get chosen, sakto April. So, and then last is actually AI-powered workforces. So we're taking what Sale is doing, but we still want to get, you know, ideas, products from other startups that can help. Now, just because Sale exists within Sprout, doesn't mean we are the be-all and end-all of AI.
Correct.
Galing tayong startups eh. We know that there are a lot of founders, you know, with weird, wacky, game-changing ideas. And, you know, we want to work with them. And we want to be able to solve problems with them. So these are all, for all intents and purposes, so like product, products or customized solutions that we're looking for. That being said, you know, how early we're saying that it's pre-revenue, meaning, you know, you're already beyond, I would say, product market fit, or you've already somehow established product market fit, but you haven't really grown enough that, you know, your revenue is meaningful. So very early, think about it. If it's an idea, like, hey, you know, I have this idea, it's not yet built, we will still welcome, because again, we look at the founder then eh. At the end of the day, we don't just look at the idea, we look at the people behind the idea.
Right.
And if you feel that this, you know, these founders, you know, these guys are good enough that they can deliver, then, you know, why not? Let's take a risk. Diba? One of the things that, and I know you will relate to this, diba? One of the things that we wanted, you know, 10 years ago when we started our journeys, na parang, sana naman there will be more people who took a risk
on us. Right. Or wasn't so predatory at all when they're taking a risk.
Yeah, so this is our version of, you know, a company taking a risk or trusting these startups.
And paying it forward, content, man. That's the ultimate way. Because you're paying them as a client. They're not just randomly, oh, join here, there's nothing for you. And then, okay, thanks for your time, bye. Right?
Correct. So that's the, you know, so pre-rev, right? Up to, we'd say, Series A, the maximum that a startup should have raised is like $3 million.
That's significant, dude. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. And we're open to startups all around the world.
Ah, that's the beauty. Because again, let's just call it what it is. Okay. Philippines, there's just a crazy amount of fintechs. All right. There's not a lot of B2B startups. And the B2B realm, there's also not a lot of SaaS startups as well. It's always like service similar to how we're doing it in Pod Machine in Podcast Network Asia. It's a little different. So again, if you think that you qualify for solving these problems, these are the things that you should be doing. But dude, I want to understand, what are the criteria that you're looking at by judging these startups? Because obviously there's a boot camp. Let's just say they qualify, diba? Or before that, how will they even know they're qualified? And what are the criteria you're looking at in the next few weeks that you're going to be doing until SaaSCon?
Well, how will they know? No? So the sign-up part of the program is still happening. No, the deadline is February 9.
Okay.
So by around Feb 9, Feb 10, no, we will reach out to the startups already.
Okay.
No, all of them, right? And then we will interview them. No, we will, you know, at the end of the day, I want to make sure that, obviously, given the, it depends on the number of startups who sign up, no, but I want to make sure we get to speak with everybody as much as possible,
okay,
at least together. So we understand that. And then if there is a fit, so myself, other members of Sprout, no, will be interviewing these startups. And then if there's a fit in the solution that they want, then we select them, right? So you should be able to select the 5 startups within the week after the sign up closes. So then from there, no, we do like a mini project / bootcamp period. So each startup, so before, if it was an accelerator, diba, some of the KPIs will be, you know, how many customers have you spoken to this week? Right?
Yes.
What is the value? Did you
pivot? There you go.
Did you pivot? What's your TAM, Samsung? You know, we're going to talk about that as part of mentoring, but those will not be requirements.
Correct.
Right? For the startups to progress. It's really, you know, we will be professional. You know, this is an actual project, right? And there will be deliverables, let's say every sprint or every so often that you have to finish this, sila magsasabi, then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Then, you know, by the end of the 10th week, No, they have a pilot, an MVP, and a working prototype of the solution. So obviously, we don't expect these solutions to be like, you know, to sell agad and everything.
Right.
For us, does it really solve the problem? No, does it really solve? You know, go back to the BIR example. No? Does it help compliance? No, does it automatically do compliance on behalf of a customer?
Mm-hmm.
So those things. So it's gonna be based on as if it were an actual. Well, it is an actual customer vendor project, diba?
Got it.
So that in itself, kasi is training, eh.
Yes.
For the customer, at least na expose na sila, diba? Dun sa way of work.
And especially if you're pre-revenue, this is your boot camp to how to actually deliver shit for customers, right? Because that's the most important thing. And as you really grow your startup, if you really have real product market fit, the best way to measure that is always going to be through revenue, right? Now, bro, I want to understand now the commitment of time. Because again, you said the deadline February 9. Obviously, when we release this, it's going to be in the same week. So if you're hearing this, hurry the F up. Okay, you only have till February 9 to get this done. But how long will this boot camp will be, or at least the sprints? Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to dice that up. If I'm thinking like, all right, if I'm going to join, I have to be able to make sure that there's enough sprints to deliver and actually do go to market all until SaaSCon. How long will this program be?
10 weeks.
10 weeks. If you do 2 week sprints, that's 5 sprints.
Correct. So we're doing it similar to the, I'd say, the pace or cadence of Y Combinator, diba? Actually, si Y Com is 12 weeks. Eh.
Yeah.
But the thing here is, you know, we don't need you to go to market because we are the market, diba? We're the customer. So, you know, build a solution that solves our problem as a customer. Then we figure out, now, if you figure out, diba? If you're good enough and you figured out, you know, go to market within the 10 weeks, that's all well and good.
Mm.
No, we don't, you know, that's not a requirement. No, our requirement is, you know, does it solve, so parang babalik sa startup, the basic startup, does it solve the customer's problem? Does it solve our requirements?
Right.
So, and yeah, again, it's an MVP, it's a pilot. You know, I don't expect, you know, unless you already have a pre-built product and, you know, we can use that and just customize that, that's good. You know, we think of it as a pilot talaga in true startup fashion.
Right.
You know? Be rough around the edges, but it's there. It solves the problem. And then with a little tweaking afterwards, then we can take it to market. Diba?
Or we can use it technically. No. Right. Okay. Now, last question before we let you go. Dude, you guys have now integrated the products of Aya as Sale. Now, what are these AI products that now exist within Sprout, right? Because again, your main motto or your main mission now is to turn everything AI, including Patrick and Alex Gentry will be AI at one point, transcended into a totally different being a la Johnny Depp. So that, you know, I want Patrick's AI to be fully speaking Tagalog, yeah, without the twang. There he is, pretty close.
Yeah, but can. I've heard him speak Tagalog.
He's pretty close. It freaks me out every single time, though.
Yeah, right? Still freaks me out.
It's like, what? Even the eh, ano, kung, you know, there's these little nuances. He gets it right. But yeah, going back, what are the products now that you guys have in the Sprout ecosystem within the AI realm? And what should people look out for?
Yeah, so I mentioned earlier, the first product, which was IS Core product.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sprout Inbound. So that's basically a lead generation chatbot in Facebook Messenger that allows companies, diba, to run digital marketing campaigns and then have a chatbot essentially be the destination of the call to action of these campaigns. Using, you know, AI, you know, these chatbots can converse, hopefully convince, present products to the customer, you know, with the aim of them signing up or collecting the information. And then that lead gets passed to whoever salesperson, and then that,
you know, basically real qualification there already. How much is that typically? Because that's important for any B2B technically. If your game is a lead gen, what's a starting range to get that done?
So yeah, so Sprout Inbound, right now at least, it's built for real estate, banking, and automotive clients.
Got it.
So we will have to price it really. So there's still this, it's a product, but there's a level of flexibility that we have in price. In some cases kasi, for individual users, so let's say, di ba, in real estate, you have your individual brokers. Now, you can use an individual version of Sprout Inbound for real estate, and that would cost you anywhere between 1,500 to 2,500 a month.
Not bad. So the reason I'm asking is because I have a new side business. I don't know if you've seen.
I know.
It's Papa Pressure. You know, it's a pressure washing business. I don't have a tech play in it. I will, but why do I have to rebuild it? I mean, it's not a tech startup. It's a freaking cash flow service business. It's a nice business, but you know, it's a lead gen game. So that's why I'm asking.
Correct. Yeah, and you know, those prices scale naman. The beauty of it is it can scale with the size
accordingly.
Of the So at least there's always going to be, you know, a price wherein hopefully it's within the budget range of a particular customer.
And it speaks in Tagalog and English, I assume?
Right now, yeah, both. It can understand Tagalog, but it's configured to converse in English. No? So if you ask it in Tagalog, it will answer you in English.
Okay.
But at least it understands.
Of course. You're not going to throw a confusion trigger out there.
And, you know, obviously with generative AI, we technically can converse in full Tagalog, but you know, we're still making sure that it's all about the experience. No? The experience has to be up to par, no, with the expectations of the client. So that's one product. The second product is more internal, no, to Sprout clients. It's the Sprout Advocate or the AYA chatbot. It's basically a GPT chatbot wherein you can ask questions about your company's policies. So anything from HR to finance to IT. So you won't have to call or
Patrick's
send an email.
Favorite merienda. There you go.
Yeah. If we train it that way, you know, if it's somehow in the thousands of pages of documentation the company has that, you know, the favorite food of your CEO is then most likely to be able to answer. So that's one. We're actually releasing that in limited numbers muna this month. Yep. Next month, February. And then I guess something that I also want to know, because this is game changing, no, for at least for SMEs, is that there is a product in Sprout called Payroll Starter.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard about it. So, yeah, so Payroll Starter essentially is for 5,000 pesos, diba? You get payroll processing, you get a version of Sprout HR timekeeping, compliance, meaning, you know, we prepare your statutory reports and in some cases even submit them. Oh. On your behalf to agencies, right? For 5,000 pesos a month. And that's cheap, no? If you're an SME, 5K, all of your payroll problems are solved, no? For up to 10 employees. The reason why I'm talking about this is because, you know, at SALE, di ba nga, our objective is to give AI or to put AI into different parts of Sprout.
Yep.
So Payroll Starter will become AI enabled. So when we say AI enabled, right? We will be able to do your payroll much faster, more efficient, no, at scale, no, over the next couple of, you know, let's say next couple of months, kasi nga as we update the system. But just imagine, no, as of now, you know, even without complete, you know, AI support, we're already able to give it at this exceptionally good price point, right? What more if we start putting AI, right? What more if we start making things more, I would say, user-friendly and, no, I should say user fantastic, no?
Yes.
For our customers. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that, you know, we're working on, that we will be launching. And then there are other items then still R&D, too early to talk about. But you know, some of them are quite exciting. No? Again,
You'll probably find out if you join Impact 24. GN will tell you about it. Oh, ha. There you go. All right. Thank you very much, GN. Again, always happy to talk to you, man. You know, I'm always a big fan and I'm rooting for you. Happy that you're in this space because I missed that space. I'm back in the startup grind again. But eventually, I just know it, my man. You'll eventually feel the itch. You will feel it. But enjoy it while it's last, because man, I wish I was still there doing that. But happy for you, and I love that you're paying it forward to those people that are up next, right on the precipice, right behind you. But again, last time, please invite people over to join Impact 24 and eventually going to SaskCon. Where do they go, and how do they do that?
Sure. So if you want to join Impact, you can go to our website at www.saschallenge.ph. All of the details are there. The sign-up form is there. And then, yeah, hopefully you guys can submit by February 9. And we hope to work with you guys thereafter.
Sounds good. Again, if you are not convinced, I don't know what will anymore. Okay. Because if I had a SaaS, I still had a SaaS product that's pasok within those five problems. First thing I do after listening to this, actually while listening to this, I'm already signing up. All right. But again, GM, before I let you go, follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to, whether Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And if we did say some jargon, or again, if you want to see the link, you forgot to take on the link, it's going to be the show notes on hustleshare.com. And lastly, if you want to be part of our premium supporters, please do subscribe at premium.hustleshare.com. And again, Gian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace. Hey Hustlers, it's time to talk business once again, and we're excited to share a bit more info about our sponsor, Sprout Solutions. And again, just like what I said at the start of the episode, you should check out Sprout's Payroll Starter as you grow your own startup. Because this bundle that they have is literally what you need to take your startup to the next level as you grow your employees. And this bundle is your key to freedom, including payroll outsourcing to experts, a subscription to timekeeping and attendance software, and government compliance services. Sprout's Payroll Starter has you covered for payroll, BIR, SSS, and taxes. All the stuff that no founder loves to do. So let Sprout handle the busy work and say goodbye to lines and tax payment stress. All this for as low as 5,000 pesos. Again, that's just 5,000 pesos all in for your payroll and HR needs. So visit sprout.eh, payroll-starter-monthly-5k, or again, just click the link in the description box of this episode to elevate your business management game. And again, big thank you to Sprout Solutions, liberating your time for what truly matters. Hey Hustlers, wish there was an easy way to open a bank account and grow your money without the hassle of lengthy application process and income documents? Well, I got good news, because today's sponsor, Uno Digital Bank, is here to help you achieve your financial goals. You can easily open an account with the Uno app in just 5 minutes and one valid ID. And as one of the 6 digital banks licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, the company is committed to providing customers with simpler, better, and more accessible banking. Last year, Uno Bank was recognized by the Asia Banking and Finance Awards and bagged the title Open Banking Initiative of the Year due to the success of its partnership with GCash, one of the Philippines' leading mobile wallet platforms. And with the Uno mobile app, you can access an hashtag Uno Ready Savings account and enjoy daily interest crediting. With their hashtag Uno Earn or hashtag Uno Boost Time Deposit accounts, you can enjoy a high interest rate of up to 6.5% per annum. Enjoy monthly payouts with hashtag Uno Earn and flexible tenors with hashtag Uno Boost. Other app features include pay bills, the Uno Virtual Debit MasterCard, life insurance, scan and pay with QRPH, and phones. And the one thing that I really love about Uno Digital Bank is they're open to collaborate with a lot of Filipino startups. I've had a chance to see the partnerships that they've had lined up with the startups that they have, and it's truly exciting to see how a digital bank like Uno can enable startups to unlock the power of fintech through digital banking. So if you're ready to elevate your banking experience, download the Uno mobile app today from the Google Play Store or App Store. Or if you want to collaborate with them, I'll be happy to give you an intro. Just shoot us an email at hello@hustleshare.com. Hey Hustlers, I hope you're having a great 2024 so far. As you know, a lot of startups had a very challenging 2023, and hopefully things are going to do better this year for a lot of us.
not just because it's the year of the dragon, but also because our sponsor DragonPay is here to help your startups process payments in the most efficient way. Established in 2010, DragonPay empowers businesses of all sizes to accept and disburse payments through secure and convenient channels, giving your customers the flexibility to choose the payment method that suits them best. With over 85 partner channels, 35,000 partner branches nationwide, including QRPH, e-wallets, crypto, buy now, pay later, and many more. They also process an astonishing 15 million transactions processed globally each month. DragonPay is your trusted choice for online payments. And here's something to show you how legit DragonPay is. DragonPay was named FinTech of the Year at last year's Philippine FinTech Festival in 2020. So let's make 2024 extra prosperous for you and your startup in this year of the dragon. For more details, head on over to dragonpay.ph. That's dragonpay.ph. Trust the pioneer. Trust DragonPay.